Jim Petit here, and I'd like to welcome you to another installment of Minimally Invasive, a 5-minute or less update of hot topics or trending products from my portfolio. Today's topic is the EPA regulation requiring amalgam separators and the NXT HG5 separator from Solmetics. On July 14, 2017, the EPA signed into law the regulation requiring offices have amalgam separators. The regulation gives offices 3 years to become compliant, or offices have until July 14, 2020 to have a separator installed. At this recording, we're at about the 18-month mark. So time is moving on, so it's encourage your customers to go ahead and become compliant. It's only going to get more expensive and a little more difficult to have one installed. In addition, there are a few other notes you need to make. First of all new offices have 90 days to become compliant. In other words, they don't have until the 2020 date. They have 90 days from opening, as well as offices that are purchased, offices with a name change, they must also be compliant within 90 days. Let's now take a look at the exceptions. The following offices or specialties are not required to have an amalgam separator. They don't have to have one. First of all, oral surgeons or any type of oral pathology, they are exempt. Periodontist are exempt. Orthodontist are exempt. And believe it or not, this one surprised me, prosthodontist are exempt. So none of these specialties have to install an amalgam separator. So what offices have to install separators? First of all and foremost, general dentist, pedodontist must have them, as well as endodontist. Many times I'll be asked, or an office will say, we don't need one because we don't place amalgam. And in most cases, that's true. But especially in general dentists, every day or every week, they're removing, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 amalgams. And so that's where the pollution, the primary pollution, is actually coming from. In addition to the amalgam separator, there are other requirements. The first being, offices must have an amalgam bucket. An amalgam bucket is for all contact and non-contact amalgam, including teeth of amalgam, chairside traps, vacuum filters, spent amalgam capsules. They should all be disposed of in an amalgam bucket. The regulation also states that the vacuum line cleaner must be non-chlorinated with a pH between 6 and 8. And you always want to make sure that your vacuum line cleaner is non-foaming. Foam is not good for suction pumps. Another part of the regulation concerns the change-out requirements of the collection containers and the amalgam bucket. Both must be changed out as needed or yearly, whichever occurs first. On the collection container on the separator, there's a fill line. So take a flashlight or the flashlight function on your phone and backlight it, and you'll see how high the sediment is. If it's to the fill line, regardless of the length of time it's been in, it needs to be changed. The amalgam bucket's pretty self-explanatory. If it's full, it needs to be changed. And a log must be kept showing the date and the name of the company used for the disposal of the collection container, as well as the amalgam bucket. This is one of the great advantages of working with Solmetics. Solmetics has been in this business for 20 years, and so we know how to deal with the EPA. Anytime you purchase your refill collection container from us, the package it comes in is actually a recycle kit. So take off the old full container, put the new one on, then put the old container or the full container into the packaging that the new one came in. Go to your computer, download a prepaid UPS label to send the old container back. The price of a new container, it includes the price of shipping as well as the documented disposal of the waste. The doctor also needs to keep a log of this, but Solmetics will keep a log also. And so if somehow the officer loses a log, Solmetics can provide a backup. The amalgam bucket is handled in the same manner. The other question I'm asked is the difference between the new NXT unit and the old HG5. The new NXT unit is a little smaller, more efficient, but most importantly, it's much easier to change the canister. And please remember, the collection containers are not interchangeable. You must have an NXT canister for the NXT unit and an HG5 for the old HG5 unit. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this installment of Minimally Invasive.